With me now is Lee Hibbard, who is part of the Council of Europe's delegation that will take part in the Internet Governance Forum in Kenya later this month. Lee, why is it important for the Council of Europe to be at the IGF in Kenya?
The Council of Europe has been present in all the previous Internet Governance Forums. This is the sixth forum in a row. And like on every other occasion, there is a lot of discussion still after 6 years about human rights on the Internet. And I've just done a little calculation. Of the 80 or almost 90 workshops being planned this year, something in the region of a third talk about human rights. So in terms of talking from an institutional, intergovernmental perspective about what states' roles are regarding human rights, there's a lot to be said from the Council of Europe.
What will be the main Council of Europe message at this event?
I think one thing very important is now that we have lots of examples in the news about online social media, and security issues, the dangers, of course, always the dangers on the internet are put forward. I think the question of freedom, internet freedom, what does that mean? Should we have a hands-on approach to regulating the internet? Or should we be more hands-off? Where does the balance lie between intervention and freedom?
As you mentioned, this is the sixth annual IGF meeting. There are other meetings that the Council of Europe takes part in to discuss how the internet is developing. Do online users have anything to fear from these regular powwows amongst international organisations, governments and interested organisations?
I think fear, I mean, I think it's normal that as something becomes popular, like the internet, very popular, almost depends on something which is so important for people's lives that it becomes an important part of discussion at all levels, including at the level of international conferences and governments. And as you said, the G8 recently talked about internet, and it was one of the outcomes of their discussions, which is very, very significant. To fear, I mean, it's inevitable that, like the example of the UK and the social riots, the unrest, that the issue of security will always be there. And it's always the job of the state to protect you, protect citizens of a country, in the context of human rights. And so that will sometimes mean limitations, but very narrowly circumscribed, limited limitations. And so the big question is, what is that narrowly circumscribed list of limitations for the internet? Because it's so free and because of the advantages, I think we should be erring on the side of caution and on the side of freedom regarding those limitations.
But at the IGF, is there sufficient representation, sufficient time devoted to the interests of online activists on web users? Are they sufficiently represented in the various workshops that will take place?
There's a lot of bloggers that come to it. It depends. I mean, of course, every IGF is different because it's in a different part of the world. And there are bloggers, there are activists, they are covering the event. But there are regularly every year 2,000 people approximately physically present, over 100 different events, probably more like 120, 130 events, and a lot of people connected online as well. So, no, it definitely attracts a global audience and all the activists that you mentioned, and they are invited and they do take part.
The Council of Europe mentions very often that its prime interest in the internet is bringing human rights to the online experience. How far advanced is that project?
When you look around at all these events, when you look at who is talking about human rights, individuals and civil society are talking about human rights. They're calling, their job is to call for human rights. When you look around at, there are some individual states, when you look at private sector, the voices are much quieter. When you look at who is dealing with human rights on a daily basis, who is looking at that as regard the internet, I only see the Council of Europe.